Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner's proposed budget includes increases to schools and police, but also an $18 million deficit. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, Miner says the city's fiscal problems are similar to what other upstate municipalities face.
Miner says the budget highlights include new technology investment in gunfire sensors and more funding for schools than last year, although not as much as the school district voted on.
If you want to have a strong community, you have to make important investments.
But it comes at a price. The budget dips $18 million into the city's rainy day fund balance, which would leave only $27 million left. Miner says she believes it will be the most taken from the fund balance during her administration. She attributes that to things like higher pension and health care costs.
We are not in a bean counting business, but we are in a business where we are providing vital services to the people of our community at a time when the state and federal government have walked away from providing these services.
Miner says the state has frozen aid to cities for 8 years with no meaningful mandate or pension reform.
There has to be a reassessment of how we fund our cities.
She says Syracuse's community centers will be a month late in receiving their federal aid this year, which could disappear altogether in the future. The city's budget also includes $1 million each for the land bank and Say Yes to Education. There is no increase in property taxes. In Syracuse, Tom Agnarelli, WRVO News.